And it's time for Youth Express right now. And it's a pleasure to have people here from the Seton Center School of Music. We have five young violinists, all under the direction of John Ott. You'll have a chance to meet them shortly. Here they are. There you have five young violinists from the Seton Center School of Music under the direction of John Ott. We're going to hear one more selection from them, and then we'll talk with John and the violinists once again. The music's been changed. Here they are. And as you listen, bear in mind that we have students ranging in age from 11 to 13, grades 6 through 8, 5 altogether. Once again, the Seton Center School of Music violinists.
Thank you.
And we thank the Seton Center School of Music again. Great to hear from them. And I want to turn to John Ott. It's been a couple years since you were here last, and it's good to have you here again.
Yeah, we're glad to be back.
Can you tell me the two numbers that you just played?
The first one was Humoresque by Antonin Dvorak. And the second one was the theme from Witch's Dance by Niccolo Paganini.
Well, they both sounded great. And those are pretty challenging tunes.
Yes, they are.
Tell me a little bit about your teaching philosophy.
Well,
you have 10 seconds. Tell me as much as you'd like.
So I believe that every student has some talent in them. And that my job is to work with them until that talent comes out.
And how long have, we'll find out as we meet each of the students. Why don't we do that? I was going to ask how long they've been with you, but we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll pass the microphone through, and we'll start with you. And can you tell me your name, please?
Evan.
And Evan, how old are you?
13.
And where do you go to school?
I do cyber school.
And is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
No.
Well, that's fine. What neighborhood do you live in?
Robinson.
And when did you start the violin and why?
About like 9 years ago, I think. And because my mom made me play it.
You must still like it, I hope.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's meet who's there on your right. And we're just going to go right down the line here. What's your name?
My name is Thomas.
And how old are you, Thomas?
I am 11 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I go to St. Elizabeth Elementary School.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Yes, I would like to say hello to my dad. He's probably listening.
Great. And St. Elizabeth is in Pleasant Hills, right?
No, it's in Baldwin.
In Baldwin, I see. And is there anybody... you mentioned your dad. How long have you been taking lessons?
Maybe about 6 years.
And what do you like about playing the violin?
I just like that there's basically everything about it.
Was it hard to learn?
Yeah, it was.
And do you have any advice for somebody that might just be starting?
No, not really.
Well, you've done very well. Let's meet who's on your right. What's your name?
My name is Isabella.
Hi, Isabella. Where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to school at Holy Trinity Catholic School and I'm 11 years old.
And Holy Trinity is in Washington County or where?
It's in Robinson.
In Robinson, okay. I know there's some schools that have really similar names. I just want to be sure. Would you like to say hello to anybody listening?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my mom, my dad, my grandmother that just had surgery on her neck, and my two cousins.
Well, I hope your grandma's feeling better.
She gets better every day.
Great. And tell me about you and the violin. Have you played for a long time?
I've played for 3 years. I started in second grade and just kept going.
And do you have any secrets or advice that you would give to anyone? Learning how to play, did you just practice and keep at it?
Yeah.
Was it hard at the beginning?
It was a little bit because I didn't really know much about it, and I just found out because I first started in first grade, and everybody had a violin. Like, not everybody in my class, but most people who play violin were in my class, and I was like, I want to do this. And so next year, I decided to do it, and I've just been there for ever, it seems.
That's great, and you made it happen, so yeah. That's terrific. Let's meet, I think Rebecca is next to you. Hello. Can you tell me your name, age, and where you go to school?
My name is Rebecca. I'm 11, and I go to Carnegie Elementary.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No.
Well, thank you. It's nice to have you here. How long have you played violin, Rebecca?
About 4 years.
And do you do anything else for fun?
Well, not for fun, but I do play the clarinet.
You play both? Wow. Who teaches you how to play clarinet?
My teacher for band at my school.
So you could maybe be in orchestra and band someday, I guess. You must like music a lot, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, let's meet our last violinist who's there, and this is his first time in the studio. What's your name?
My name is Colin.
And where do you go to school, Colin?
I go to Holy Trinity.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Would you like to say hello to anybody, any shout-outs?
No.
And how long have you played violin?
3 years.
And any reflections on what it's like to learn how to play or how difficult it is to begin making music from a violin? I mean, what do you learn first?
Like an easy song.
An easy song.
And then it gradually gets harder.
And how often do you practice?
Like 3 times a week.
Okay, that's a lot of work to get it going. Well, we have 3 more songs that the ensemble is going to do, and we'll talk when the song is over, or at the conclusion of, after 2 songs, we'll talk again with instructor John Ott a little bit about the programs there. But let's turn it right back to them. Here now comes another song from the Seton Center School of Music violinists. And there are 2 more selections we'll hear, and we'll tell you about the one you just heard and the 2 remaining ones after this song. And if you're just joining us, these violinists are all between the ages of 11 and 13, 6th through 8th graders. There you have the Seton Center School of Music. John Ott, the instructor, is here today. And first, could you mention the 2 songs that you just played, their names?
So the first one was Hunter's Chorus by Carl Maria von Weber. and the second was a musette by Johann Sebastian Bach.
And how can folks get involved with programs at Seton Center?
Well, we have a couple ways that people can come and join us. I like to start off students with sample music classes. We'll have some of those coming up in September. And those are for guitar, violin, viola, cello, and piano. So we have other instruments besides violin that we teach at Seton Center. And people are welcome to come and take a month of lessons and see if it's something that works for them.
I notice on August 20th, you're going to have an open house from 10 until noon. And one of the activities is an instrument petting zoo. I like that idea. So this gives kids a chance to touch and experiment with the instruments and just get to see if they feel right.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a really important part of picking an instrument, I would
think.
Yeah,
you want it to fit the child to the instrument, not the instrument to the – well – I'm getting that backwards, aren't I? You want to fit the instrument to the child, not the child
yes,
to the instrument.
Yeah, that's fit the instrument to the child. That would be the best. And this is Seton Center is in Brookline, right on Pioneer Avenue. So easy to get to in the Pittsburgh area. And probably the best way what is the best way online to get in touch? I've got the phone number here for the center.
My email address that's on there is freemusicclass@gmail.com.
That's easy, freemusicclass@gmail.com. And you can get a hold of information about the Seton Center School of Music. Also 412-561-8400. They're a nonprofit. One more song to go before I ask you to give the name of it. Anything else you wanted to mention that maybe we didn't talk about?
No, we pretty much covered all the bases, I think.
Great.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And how are you going to finish up?
Okay, Minuet 1.
Right? Minuet 1.
Yeah.
Isabella must like that song a lot. She asked for that right away. So once again, we have Rebecca and Evan and Isabella and Colin and Thomas. And thank you to the Seton Center School of Music for being here for Youth Express. Thank you once again to Seton Center School of Music.